before you listen to the sermon, read Daniel chapter 4.
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدین، دانیال فصل 4 رو بخونید.
And the title of the sermon today is Those that walk in pride, he is able to abase.
با غرور راه میرن، خداوند قادر نابودش میکنه.
Yeah, I want to talk about pride today.
امروز میخوام در مورد غرور صحبت کنم.
And it's something that God hates.
غرور چیزی است که خداوند ازش
متنفره. Go to Proverbs 6.
امثال 6.
Can I read verse 16 for now.
16 رو بخونید.
These six things that the Lord hates, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. It's not in the New Testament.
شش چیز است که خداوند از آنها بیزار است، بلکه هفت چیز که از آنها کراهت دارد.
Yeah, so if there are certain things that you would list that God hates, there are six things that he hates, seven things that are an abomination to him.
Yeah.
Here we're going to get a list. So let's read that list. Verse 17 to
19.
And it starts with a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and hearts that devised wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren.
چشمان متکبر، زبان دروغگو، دستانی که خون بیگناه را می‌ریزد، دلی که نقشه‌های شریرانه می‌کشد، پاهایی که برای بدی تیزروست.
Yeah, so the first thing on that
list
is a proud look. It is pride.
نگاه مغرور.
It's something that God hates.
غرور چیزی است که خداوند ازش متنفره.
Yeah, and therefore it's something that we need to take serious.
چیزی است که ما باید جدی بگیریم.
Now, what exactly is pride?
غرور چی اصلا؟
Now, let's look at a couple of scriptures and get a good idea of what it means.
ببینیم غرور یعنی چی.
Go to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
اول تیموتائوس فصل 3.
And this is a chapter that talks about the qualifications for a bishop.
یک فصلی هست که در مورد اون یک شبان یا یک شیخ کلیسا لازمه.
If you need to choose an elder,
اگه قرار یه رهبر یا یه رهبر کلیسا رو انتخاب کنی.
These are some minimum requirements.
حداقل چیزهایی رو که باید انتخاب کنی.
But there are good requirements for any Christian.
و اما صفاتی خوبی هست که برای همه مسیحی‌ها.
Now start reading in verse 6.
آیه 6 رو بخونیم.
1 Timothy 3:6.
اول تیموتائوس 3:6.
So this bishop must not be a novice. Lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. Okay. Don't let this person be a novice.
اجازه ندین یه نفر ایمان دار تازه باشه.
Yeah.
ایمان نباشه.
And spiritual novice. Yeah.
در حقیقت تازه ایمان آورده باشه.
Why?
چرا؟
Because as a result, his heart will be lifted up with pride.
ممکنه مغرور بشه و اون غرور ممکنه زمین بزنه.
The position that he's being put in.
وقتی مقامی رو به یه ایمان
will go to his head.
میره تو سرش.
And it will cause him to become prideful.
و باعث میشه که مغرور بشه.
Yeah, but he's thinking more of himself.
که بیشتر به خودش فکر کنه.
More highly of himself.
خودش رو بهتر ببینه.
Than he ought to.
بیشتر از اون که باید ببینه.
Yeah, being proud is a heart that is lifted up.
قلبی است که بالا بره، یعنی خودمون رو بالاتر از دیگران ببینیم.
Go to Proverbs 16.
امثال 16
verse 18.
آیه 18.
Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18.
16:18.
غرور پیشرو نابودی است و دل متکبر پیشرو لغزش.
Yeah, so here we have pride being equaled
مساوی میشه
having an haughty spirit.
از روح چی؟
That is somebody who thinks that he's better than others.
غرور پیشرو نابودی است و دل متکبر پیشرو لغزش.
Yeah, somebody who looks down on others.
متکبر یکی در دیده میشه، یعنی در حقیقت کسی که دیگران رو کوچکتر از خودش میبینه.
Yeah, that's what pride is.
غرور خودت رو بالاتر از دیگران دیدنه.
Go to the book of Daniel.
کتاب دانیال.
Yeah, what we just read.
همون جایی که امروز خوندیم.
King Nebuchadnezzar.
که پادشاه نبوخذنظر.
Now, let's read verse 30 from chapter 4.
آیه 30 فصل 4 رو بخونیم.
And listen to this king.
ببینیم این پادشاه چی فکر میکنه خودش.
The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by my might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?
آیا این بابل بزرگ نیست که من آن را به نیروی عظیم خیر چون خانه سلطنت برای فر و شکوه خود ساختم؟
Yeah, so Nebuchadnezzar is looking at his kingdom.
به پادشاهش نگاه میکنه.
And he says,
میگه,
hey, I'm taking credit for this.
من ساختم.
Look what I have made.
ببین من چیکار کردم.
This is all on my power.
من قدرت داشتم.
For my majesty.
من پر جلالم.
Yeah, he is attributing the success
to his own accomplishments. با قدرت خودش خودش میبینه.
He's taking all the glory for himself.
همه جلال مال منه.
He's not giving God any glory.
خداوند هیچ جلالی نمیده واسه همه.
God was actually the one who put him in that place.
خداوند کسی است که او رو در اون مکان قرار داده.
Let me show you that. Go to the book of Jeremiah.
کتاب ارمیا رو نگاه کنید.
Keep your finger on Daniel, but
Daniel
go to the book of Jeremiah.
کتاب ارمیا.
Jeremiah 27 verse 6.
27 آیه 6.
And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beast of the field have I given him also to serve him.
27:6.
Yeah, so who gave Nebuchadnezzar all these lands?
God
did. Yeah, he is called the servant of God.
And
that's not because he was such a godly man. But God has chosen him for a certain purpose.
And he used
Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah,
go back to the book of Daniel. And read from chapter 5, verses 18 till 20. Yeah, because there it's revealed what his issue is.
Yeah,
so this is a man that says, I have built by my power.
آقایی که میگه من ساختم با قدرت خودم با
for the honor of my majesty.
برای جلال خودم برای سلطنت خودم.
Read verses 18 to 20. O thou king, the most high God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him, whom he would slew.
What verse?
18 to 20. And whom he would kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingdom, kingly throne, and it took his glory from him.
خدای متعال به پدرت نبوکدنصر حکومت و عظمت و فضل و شکوه عطا فرمود و به سبب عظمتی که به وی بخشید تمامی قوم‌ها و ملت‌ها و زبان‌ها از او ترسان و لرزان بودند. هر که را می‌خواست می‌کشت و هر که را می‌خواست زنده نگاه می‌داشت. هر که را می‌خواست برمی‌افراشت و هر که را می‌خواست پست می‌ساخت. اما چون دلش مغرور و سخت گردید به گونه‌ای که متکبرانه عمل می‌کرد از تخت پادشاهی خیش به زیر افکنده شد و جلالش از اون ستانده گشت.
Yeah, so what was the problem of this king?
مشکل نبوکدنصر پادشاه بود.
His heart was lifted up.
میگه قلبش مغرور شد.
And his mind was hardened in pride.
دلش مغرور شد و فکرش سخت شد.
Yeah, so what is pride?
غرور چیست؟
Yeah, it's a heart that is lifted up to a place that it should not be lifted up to.
قلبی که میره بالا یا سری که غر میشه و فکر میکنه بالاتر.
I have done.
من چیکار
کردم؟ My power.
من کیم؟ با قدرتم کیم؟ با جلال خودم کیم؟
It is the haughty attitude that looks down on others.
که دیگران رو کوچکتر نگاه میکنه.
Yeah, seeing others as inferior.
بقیه رو بهتر از دیگران میبینه. بقیه رو کوچکتر میبینه.
Yourself as better than others.
خودمون رو بهتر از دیگران میبینه.
And ultimately, it's lifting your heart up against God.
قلبمون رو ضد خداوند بالاتر از
the attitude of I will do this or that. Who's going to stop
me?
What's God going to do about it? I continue to do what I want to do. I don't care what God
thinks.
Yeah, it's lifting yourself up against God. Go to Isaiah. Isaiah. Chapter 9. And read verses 8 till 9. Isaiah 9, verse 8 and 9. Keep your finger there because we're going to read some more. The Lord set a word into Jacob, and it had lighted up on Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, that say in the pride and stoutness of heart.
7, 9?
Yeah, 8 and 9. 8 and 9. We can read further, but.
ای قوم ها گرد هم آیید و در هم بشکنید. ای تمامی سرزمین های دور گوش فرا دهید. سلاح برگیریم و در هم بشکنیم.
So in a moment we're going to look what they are going to say.
Yeah?
But there have been judgment upon Ephraim and Samaria. And it says about them yeah, that they had pride. In their pride and stoutness of heart they were saying certain things.
Where does it say pride?
In verse 9. What does it say there? It's wrong, but what does it say there?
Come together and be broken. Is it Isaiah 8:9?
Isaiah 9.
Yeah.
Verse 8 and 9.
No, 8 and 9. Mahmoud.
No.
Fasle 9, ayah 8 and 9.
خداوندگار بر ضد یعقوب کلامی فرستاده است که بر اسرائیل واقع خواهد شد. تمامی قوم آن را خواهد دانست. تمامی قوم آن را خواهند دانست. یعنی افرایم و ساکنان ساله که با غرور و تکبر دل میگویند.
Okay, با غرور و تکبر دل میگفتن.
Yeah. Okay, so in their pride they are saying certain things.
با غرورشون و تکبر دلشون یه چیزی میگفتن.
They have had judgment.
قضاوت داشتن.
Now listen to what they say.
حالا ببینیم بعد از غرور چی میگفتن.
First then.
آیه دهمون به اون میگه که
the bricks are fallen down, but we will build with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars.
خشت ها فرو افتاده است. ولی با سنگ‌های تراشیده از نو بنا خواهیم کرد. درختان انجیر قطع گردیدند، ولی سرب‌های آزاد به جای آنها خواهیم کاشت.
Yeah, so they have this prideful attitude towards God. That God had punished them.
خداوند مجازاتشون کرده. Broken things down.
And they say, we will build up again.
می‌سازیمش دوباره.
Yeah, these bricks we will replace with hewn stones.
این خشت‌ها، این آجرا دوباره به درختان می‌زنیم.
These sycamore trees that were cut down.
این درختای انجیر که بریده شدن دوباره می‌کاریم.
We will replace them again with cedars.
دوباره می‌کاریم.
They are prideful. Now here's the response of God. Yeah, 11 and 12. Therefore the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him and join his enemies together, the Syrians before and the Philistines behind. And they shall devour Israel with open mouth, for all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still.
از این رو خداوند دشمنان رزین را بر ضد آنان برمی‌افرازد. و خصمان ایشان را برمی انگیزد. ارامیان از شرق و فلسطینیان از غرب بنی اسرائیل را با دهانی گشاده فرو می برند. با این همه خشم او هنوز برگردانده نشده و دست او همچنان دراز است.
Yeah, and God says no. You will not rebuild.
نمی‌سازیم.
Yeah, more judgment is coming.
نه تنها نمی‌سازیم.
And I will raise armies against you.
بلکه قضاوت بیشتری می‌زنم.
To take you down.
حالا ارتشای دیگر رو می‌زنم جوری که نابود و نابودتر شید.
They had an attitude.
چون قلبتون جوری.
Where they didn't fear God. They didn't respect him.
به خداوند احترام نمی‌ذارید.
They will lift themselves up.
خودت رو بالاتر از دیگران می‌بینی.
We will build it again.
ما می‌سازیمش.
That's pride.
و این غروره.
Yeah? So pride is lifting yourself up in your mind.
در حقیقت تو فکرمون خودمونو بزرگتر از آنچه که هستیم بسازیم.
A haughty spirit.
یه روح پر آتش.
That looks down on others.
دیگران رو کمتر از خودمون
ببینیم. Better than others.
ما خودمون رو بهتر از دیگران ببینیم.
And ultimately, it's lifting yourself up against God.
خودمون رو ضد خداوند بایستیم.
It's a lack of fear for God.
یعنی در حقیقت having no respect for him. احترامی به خداوند نمیذاریم.
And God hates it.
و خداوند از این
it's abomination to him.
و کراهت داره از این رفتار.
And we as Christians
ما به عنوان مسیحی
can be guilty of this sin.
میتونیم این گناه رو تو زندگیمون داشته
باشیم. And actually in effect
در حقیقت
yeah, all of us
هممون
to a certain degree
یه حدی
yeah, at certain points of time will be guilty of pride in our lives.
با غرور گناه کردیم.
Yeah, we all have moments where pride is raising its ugly head.
ممکنه اون لحظه خودمون رو بیشتر از اون که هستیم ببینیم.
Listen to Mark 7.
مرقس فصل 7.
Where we have a list of sins.
اسم گناهایی که خداوند بهمون گفته.
Mark 7. مرقس 21-23.
21-23.
For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Mark
7:21-23.
Yeah, so we have all these evil things that come from within,
از درون میاد,
from our flesh,
از جسممون میاد.
And pride is in that list.
و غرور هم یکی از این لیست هاست.
Yeah, this is a thing that can sprout up in our own hearts.
Meaning,
in my heart and in your heart.
قلبم و قلب شما غرور هست.
Now, let's look at what pride does in your life.
ولی ببینیم غرور تو زندگیمون چیکار.
Yeah, what are the results, the consequences of pride?
نتیجه غرور چی میشه تو زندگیمون؟
Now the Bible says pride comes before the fall.
کلام خداوند میگه غرور قبل از شکسته.
Yeah, we'll read it in a moment.
یه لحظه دیگه آیا
That's actually pride comes before destruction and all the spirit for the fall.
قبل از نابودیه و اون روح بلند قبل از شکست.
We just looked at the story of Nebuchadnezzar.
داستان نبوکدنظر رو دیدیم که چقدر به خودش میبالیده.
Yeah, we saw that his kingdom was taken away from him.
دیدیم که پادشاهی و ملکش گرفته شد.
I want to read some of the details.
اما میخوام جزئیات این رو براتون
بگم. Of what actually happened.
چه اتفاقی برای نبوکدنظر افتاد.
But I want to read it again.
یه بار دیگه میخوام
30-33 Chapter 4 Daniel. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom of by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle feathers, and his nails like bird's claws.
Gof, are you in Babel Bozor? که من آن را به نیروی عظیم خیش چون خانه سلطنت برای فقر و شکوه خود ساختم این سخن هنوز بر زبان پادشاه بود که ندای از آسمان در رسیده گفت ای نبوکدنصر پادشاه نبوکدنصر پادشاه به تو اعلام می شود که سلطنت از تو برگرفته شده است تو را از میان مردمان خواهند ران و مسکن تو با جانوران صحرا خواهد بود تو را چون گاوان علف خواهند خورانید و 7 زمان بر تو خواهد گذشت دانگاه که در یابی آن متعال است که در حکومت بشری حکم میراند و آن را به هر که بخواهد میبخشد در همان دم این سخن بر نبوکدنصر واقع شد او از میان مردمان رانده شده چون گاوان علف میخورد و بدنش از شبنم آسمان تر میشد تا موهایش چون پرهای عقاب بلند شد و ناخونهایش چون چنگال پرندگان گردید
Yeah, so here you have this prideful, arrogant king.
اینجا یه پادشاه خودخواه خودپرست چیز داریم
And God actually warns him
و خداوند بهش اعلام خطر میکنه
And still he's lifting himself up
و خودشو بالا میبره
He doesn't give God any of the glory
و هیچ جلالشو به خدا
And now God's gonna bring him low
و خداوند چیکارش میکنه میندازتش پایین
Yeah, God takes away the kingdom from him
ملکوت رو پادشاهیش ازش میگیره
And he does this by making him lose his mind
قایس میشه که کلن قاطی میکنه مغزش از دست میده دیوونه میشه
Ending up living like an animal for 7 years. He goes from being the mightiest man on earth. Yeah, because of his pride, he's brought low to the lowest place he can get. At the level of an animal. Eating grass like oxen. Sleeping outside. Having his fingernails grow long.
Yeah,
it's here like eagle's feathers. It means cleaving together, messy,
long.
Yeah. In his pride, he doesn't acknowledge God, and God brings him low. God is able
خداوند
to take away everything.
میتونه همه چیز رو از ما بگیره.
And that should be a warning to us.
و این اعلام خطر باید باشه برای همه ما.
Whatever you pride yourself in today,
هر آن چی که شما امروز مغرور
میشید, God can take it away tomorrow.
فردا خداوند میتونه اون ازتون بگیره.
You're a businessman.
آیا امروز بیزینس موفقی داری؟
You think you've built up all these things?
فکر میکنی بیزینس بزرگی ساختی؟
Yeah. By your power.
با قدرت خودت.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an attitude of pride.
این رفتار غروره.
Now realize that God can take that away tomorrow.
خداوند میتونه فردا همون ازتون بگیره.
Or the athlete that boasts in his or her abilities.
کاری که
Look what I have achieved.
من مقام گرفتم، چه مدالی گرفتم، ببین به کجا رسیدم.
God can make you cripple tomorrow.
خداوند فردا میتونه فلجت کنه.
Yeah, the person who looks at like, look at the status I am and the accomplishment I have in life.
من چیکار کردم؟ به کجا رسیدم؟
Looking down on others who have a lower status in society.
تو جامعه از من کوچیک‌ترن.
God can switch it around today, just like that. If God can bring the mightiest man on earth down to the lowest place possible, he is perfectly capable of dealing with pride that is in our lives.
Yeah,
be careful.
Yeah,
when you start saying things like, look what I have built, I have accomplished. I am better. That's pride. Go to Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16 verse 5. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hands join in hands, he shall not be unpunished. Yeah. Everyone that is proud will eventually end up being punished. Now, sometimes we look at wicked people on this earth, wicked, proud people, and they seem to be doing fine. They live to an old age, and God seems to have forgotten about them. Several scriptures in the Bible, we're going to read them, that actually have godly people complaining about it. Like, why are they doing well? God, do something about them.
Now,
let me assure you, those who are proud in heart, yeah, they are an abomination to the Lord, and he will punish them. If not on this earth, it will be for eternity in hell. And don't think it's a blessing for them that they live a long life. Because the only thing they're doing is storing up more wrath for themselves, living their wicked lives.
مجازات بیشتر و مجازات بدتری رو برای خودشون تو جهنم
They will not escape punishment.
از مجازات جدوری نخواهند کرد.
Here's the thing for Christians.
مسیحی‌ها چه چیزی رو باید تحمل کنیم؟
Of course we will escape eternal punishment because we're saved.
مجازات ابدی نجات پیدا کردیم به خاطر نجاتمون در مسیح.
If we as God's children
اما اگر ما به قوم خداوند اگر مغرور باشیم.
If we're going to be having this prideful attitude.
اگر این رفتار مغرور رو داشته باشیم.
We will reap the consequences. For that in this life. Yeah, you will end up in heaven. Yeah, that doesn't depend on you. But God will deal with you as children. Yeah, God will chasten us. Yeah, we will not go unpunished. And don't think because nothing is happening in your life at this point in time that everything is well. Yeah, because God is patient. God is graceful. But there will become a point that punishment will be coming. Yeah, the promise is that God chastens every son he received. Go to Proverbs 15, 25. Proverbs 15, 25. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud. He will establish the border of the widow. Yeah, again, one of those statements. Here's a promise. This is what God will do.
Yeah,
in the end, God will destroy the house of the proud. Yeah, God will go against that house. That's a given. Yeah, pride will result in punishment. It will result in negative consequences in your life. Destruction in your life. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Yeah, so first the pride comes in, and then when the pride is there, then destruction will come. That's the next logical step. Yeah, a haughty spirit, somebody who thinks he's better than others, looking down.
Hey,
first you have that spirit, then the fall will come.
Yeah,
God hates pride. Hates a haughty spirit.
متنفر از اون لغزش.
And God will bring you low.
و خداوند تو رو پایین میاره.
And that's actually for your good.
و برای نیکی خودته.
It's destructive to have pride.
چون اگه غرور داشته باشی، زندگی خودت رو نابود خواهی کرد.
Go to Proverbs 18.
امثال 18.
Now you better make right before the fall comes and before the destruction comes.
قبل از اینکه لغزش بخوری، بهتره که توبه کنی و فروتن بشی. 18:12.
Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. And before honor is humility. Yeah, you see the contrast here. Yeah, the man that is haughty, that thinks he's better, that wants to have the fame and all the honor, that's the one that gets destroyed. That's actually the humble that will eventually receive the honor. Yeah, pride brings punishment. It brings destruction to your life. Now go to Proverbs 11 too. There's also something that pride does to your life. Proverbs 11:2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. And so a result of pride in your life will be that you will be put to shame. Yeah, because God is able to put you in your proper place. I remember what he did to Nebuchadnezzar. He was put to shame. He was humbled. Yeah, and it is to our shame if we need to be brought low, if God has to deal with us.
اگر خداوند با ما باید کنار بیاد باعث شرمساری خودمون بشه.
It's shameful to lay in the dirt as an animal.
مثل یک حیوان بشیم.
Yeah, because you are so prideful.
چون به خاطر غرور خودمون.
Of course, I don't say that God will do this to us, but God has a way to bring us low and dealing with this problem in our life.
شرمساریمون خواهد شد اگر غرور رو تو زندگیمون
داشته باشیم. Yeah, if you go around boasting and making all these statements.
اگر هر روز بری بگی من کیم، من چیکار می‌کنم،
and then of course you will be proven wrong or you're being put low, that is shameful.
بالاخره ثابت میشه که تو اشتباه می‌کنی، ثابت می‌کنی که اشتباه می‌کنی و باعث خجالت و شرمساری
می‌شی. Go to 1 Peter 5.
اول پتروس 5.
1 Peter 5 verse 5.
اول پتروس 5:5.
Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble.
1 Peter 5:5. همچنین ای جوانان مطیع مشایخ باشید بلکه همه با یکدیگر فروتنی را بر خود ببندید زیرا خدا با متکبران مقاومت می‌کند و فروتران را فیض می‌بخشد.
Now, at the moment, I specifically want to look at the last part of this verse.
می‌خوام به قسمت آخر
God resisted the proud and gives grace to the humble.
خدا با متکبران مقاومت می‌کند و فروتران را فیض می‌بخشد.
We use this verse in relation to non-believers.
معمولاً این آیه را برای غیر ایمانداران صحبت می‌کنیم. وقتی می‌ریم برای بشارت
از آیه
کسی که متکبر نجات پیدا نمی‌کنه.
It says, in fact, God works against them.
میگه خداوند ضدش حتی قدم برمی‌داره.
Their pride will blind them.
متکبر بودنشون اونها رو کور می‌کنه.
They're not able to hear the truth because they are proudful.
حقیقت رو بشنون چون مغرورن.
Yeah, God resists them.
خداوند از متکبران
مقاومت می‌کنه. And it shows you, by the way, how dangerous pride is.
نشون میده که چقدر غرور مشکل داره.
Pride is a cause of people getting damned.
و خداوند غرور نشونه نابودی دیگران میشه.
Because their pride is in the way of receiving the word of God. But this verse also applies to us. Yeah, because this is talking about us submitting ourselves to elders,
to each other.
Yeah, so when you are full of pride, God will come against you. Yeah, we already spoke about the destruction and punishment that he can cause in your life. But notice that it says God will resist you. Now,
he resists the proud.
Yeah? What does it mean that God resists you?
Now,
it means that God is going to work against you. Where God can be the one who blesses you,
favors
you, helps you,
and when you walk with him,
God can also be the one who can come against you, who works against what you are doing. Not because you have become prideful, full of pride. Now, you don't want God to work against you. Yeah, you don't want God to cloud up and rain on you. Now, if you are full of pride, you will find that God will be starting to work against you.
Yeah,
because he hates pride. It's an abomination to him. Pride is not something you want to produce in your life. Now, here's the deceptive part about pride. We often don't recognize it in our lives when it's there. Go to Obadiah. Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 3. The pride of thine heart had deceived thee.
Obadiah.
Thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that said in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Small book, the end of the Old Testament. Chapter 1, verse 3.
کیست که مرا به زمین فرود آورد؟ بدان که تکبر دلت تو را فریفت. بدان که تکبر دلت تو را فریفته است.
Yeah, notice that it says your the pride of your heart
تکبر دلت
has deceived you.
تو را فریفته است.
Yeah, you think you're on top of things.
فکر میکنی
you think
درسته.
Nothing can touch you.
فکر میکنی هیچکی نمیتونه به تو دست بزنه.
Yeah. Who shall me bring down to the ground?
کی میتونه منو زمین بزنه؟
But it's a deception.
اما این گول خوردی.
Yeah.
فریفته شدی.
You think punishment will not come.
فکر میکنی مجازات طرف تو نمیاد.
You're emboldened to continue.
در حقیقت درگیر اونی که ادامه بدی.
You're mistaken that God is patient.
اما اشتباه میکنی که خداوند صبوره.
And has grace.
درسته فیض داره.
Till it's too late.
اما تا زمانی که دیگه دیر شده دیگه نداره.
Read the next verse 4.
یه بعدی چهارشو بخونی.
Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, said the Lord.
خداوند میفرماید اگرچه همچون اوقات موج گیری و در میان ستارگان آشیان گزینی از آنجا تو را فرود خواهم آورد.
Yeah, when you think you're on top of your game,
everything
is going well, you're emboldened,
بهترینی.
You think God isn't see, you think God is not going to do anything, that's when it says God will bring you down.
Yeah,
you need to deal with pride in your life before you reach that point. Yeah, before it gets out of hand and it's causing harm to your life.